Good evening, everyone, and on behalf of the Israeli Apartheid Week Organizing Committee, we thank you all for coming out here tonight in solidarity with the people of Palestine. As some of you are used to, in the beginning of each of our events during Israeli Apartheid Week, we start with our Indigenous Solidarity Statement, which goes like this. We gather this week to assert our opposition to colonialism and apartheid, and our solidarity with Indigenous struggles for dignity and self-determination. As the organizers of Israeli Apartheid Week in Montreal, we believe that we cannot speak meaningfully about Israeli apartheid without speaking first about the realities of apartheid here in Canada. Canada's reservation system and treatment of Indigenous peoples was closely studied by the planners of Israeli apartheid in South Africa, although this is a hidden chapter of our history. Recently, many defenders of Israel have argued that Canada's values are Israel's values, and they're right. The disposition of and theft of Palestinian lands and the creation of Palestinian open-air prisons and Bantustans mimic Canada's own historical policies. From its very foundations, Canada has been based on theft of Indigenous lands and the genocide and displacement of Indigenous peoples. In crucial ways, the Canadian state's treatment of Indigenous peoples historically and currently can be described as an apartheid system. From the imposition of the Indian Act, band councils, and reservation system, to stolen children and residential schools, from the continued theft of lands and resources by governments and corporations, to the cultural appropriation of native traditions and culture. From February 20 to 28 this year, the Winter Olympics took place on unceded Indigenous territory in British Columbia. These Olympics were widely opposed by native communities across BC, and their disastrous impacts will continue to be felt across the West Coast for years to come. As we reflect on the theft of Palestinian lands in the Middle East this week, we also affirm our solidarity with Indigenous communities who have resisted and continue to resist the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. We say loudly and clearly, no Olympics on stolen native land. In the face of more than 500 years of colonialism, Indigenous communities continue to resist and survive. Their multifold and diverse struggles demand our active support, especially in the face of state repression and criminalization. For those of us who are non-native, we have a role within our own communities to further the process of decolonizing Canada. If you are with us in opposition to Israeli apartheid, we encourage your consistent opposition to apartheid here in Canada. Let us support both the resistance of Indigenous Palestinians and the survival and struggles of Canada's Indigenous nations. From Palestine to Turtle Island, there is no justice on stolen land. This lecture today will explore how apartheid operates within the state of Israel through the systematic racism and exclusion of its Indigenous Palestinian citizens, which is built into the very fabric of the so-called Israeli democracy. By highlighting the oppressive realities faced by Palestinian Israelis, such as continued evictions and house demolitions, the attack on Palestinian political organizing, a lack of access to land, water, and other basic social services, a too tired educational system, Dr. Jamal Zahalqa will expose the true nature of Israeli apartheid in Site 48. Dr. Jamal Zahalqa is a member of Knesset, is a member of the political leadership of Balad, the National Democratic Assembly, and the Israeli Knesset. And for those who don't know, the Israeli Knesset is just like the Canadian, is the Israeli Parliament. Dr. Zahalqa was one of the leaders and founders of the anti-occupation movement within the Green Line in the 1980s. And was imprisoned in 1972 for 2 years for being politically active. He is the former Director General of the Ahali Center for Community Development and a member of Education and Culture Committee, the Science and Technology Committee, and the Committee for the War Against Drugs in the Knesset. Dr. Jamal Zahalqa works as a pharmacist, speaks Arabic, Hebrew, and English, and currently resides in Kfar Qara with his wife and five children. So without further ado, if you guys could put your hands together for Jamal Zahalqa.